Today is Tuesday, August 10th. What to know about what's being called a Code Red for Humanity. A landmark report from the UN lays out how much climate change has impacted our Earth forever and what we can do to keep it from getting worse. Also, a big fight over whether to make kids wear masks at school. Some districts are issuing new mandates defying their state leaders. Plus, a record number of job openings, more flight delays and cancellations that even Olympic athletes can't avoid, and why NASA is recruiting people for a fake Mars mission. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in about 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Lacey Evans, filling in for Erica Mandy during her maternity leave. You ready? Let's do this. Hundreds of top scientists released a sobering report about how climate change has already changed our world forever. It was sponsored by the United Nations, and it draws on more than 14,000 scientific studies, making it the most comprehensive report to date about climate change. What it found was weather extremes like deadly heat waves, severe droughts, and major hurricanes are going to become even worse in the future. It says humans have already warmed the planet by roughly 2 degrees since the 19th century, mostly by burning coal, oil, and gas for energy. Also, by clearing forests. And the rate of warming has ramped up in recent years. Now, the levels of carbon dioxide in the atmosphere are the highest they've been in at least 2 million years. The UN Secretary General described the report as a code red for humanity. However, not all hope is lost. The scientists say if humans totally stop adding carbon dioxide to the atmosphere by 2050, global warming might level off. That would mean people would have to shift away from fossil fuels now, and the quicker, the better. The report lays out how with each degree of warming, the chances of natural disasters goes way up. If the world does nothing, some plant and animal species alive today will be gone in just 20 or 30 years, and some island nations could be wiped out completely. In response to this report, the Biden administration called on the world's countries to come together to find a solution. In 3 months, the UN is holding a climate conference to talk about real commitments. To be continued. Sadly, children's hospitals in the South are now overwhelmed. They're dealing with a surge in COVID-19 cases, as well as other respiratory illnesses that are usually only seen in the winter. Some pediatric medical centers in Louisiana, Tennessee, Texas, and more have reported bed shortages. And unfortunately, doctors think it will only get worse now that kids are going back to school. In response, some school districts are testing the limits of their state's laws. The governors of both Florida and Texas have banned districts from mandating masks. However, schools in Dallas and Austin, Texas, decided yesterday to issue mask mandates anyway. Two districts in Florida did the same, and more are expected to later this week. Now, Florida's governor says the superintendents and school board members who go against his order won't get paid. So far, the Texas governor hasn't responded. But in the past, they've both said these decisions should be up to parents, not school leaders. So expect this fight to continue. Starting next month, members of the U.S. military will have to get their COVID-19 shots. The defense secretary sent troops a memo yesterday that says, quote, to defend this nation, we need a healthy and ready force. The Biden administration has been pushing for this mandate since service members live and work closely together in barracks and on ships. So there's a pretty high risk for outbreaks. And already, service members are required to get as many as 17 different vaccines, depending on where they're stationed. However, some lawmakers criticized the decision to mandate a vaccine that doesn't have full FDA approval yet. For now, people have been getting shots under the emergency authorization. But by the time the mandate goes into effect on September 15th, the Pfizer shots are expected to have full approval anyway. A member of the British royal family is now being sued for sexual abuse. For years now, there have been allegations that Prince Andrew was involved in some illicit behavior with underage girls while he was friends with Jeffrey Epstein. And this week, Virginia Giuffre filed a lawsuit against him. She says Epstein offered her to Prince Andrew for sex while she was a teenager, and that many times Prince Andrew raped her. So she is asking for damages. Lawyers for Prince Andrew haven't responded yet, but the prince has spoken about this publicly before. He has said he has no recollection of meeting Giuffre and that what she accuses him of never happened. There are pictures of them together, though, in the company of Jeffrey Epstein. Remember, Epstein was a multimillionaire who was supposed to go to trial on sex trafficking charges, but he killed himself in a federal detention center last summer. By the way, another famous sex trafficking case is going to trial this week. R&B star R. Kelly is charged with abusing women and girls for nearly 2 decades. He's also accused of making child pornography and making hush payments to silence his alleged victims. Kelly is pleading not guilty to all the charges. Jury selection started yesterday. Opening arguments begin next week. Parts of the Caribbean are under new tropical storm watches and warnings. Over the next couple days, people in Puerto Rico, the U.S. Virgin Islands, and much of the Dominican Republic could see strong winds, flooding, rain, and mudslides. The system is expected to reach tropical storm strength this morning. And if it does, it will be named Tropical Storm Fred today. But even if it doesn't, meteorologists say flooding is likely. After this storm passes through the Caribbean, it could start heading toward the mainland U.S. It could reach Florida by the weekend, but it's still too early to know the exact path of the storm that far out. At the very least, many Floridians will likely get rain. Stay tuned. Much more news ahead, but first, a word about our sponsor, HelloFresh. Here's your main host, Erica Mandy.
I know you have a busy schedule. Well, HelloFresh will help you cut out the need for stressful and time-consuming meal planning, as well as those last-minute grocery store trips. Instead, you'll have easy-to-follow seasonal recipes and all the pre-measured ingredients you need for them, enabling you to get home-cooked, delicious dinners on the table in just about 30 minutes. In fact, if you feel really strapped for time, you may even want to try HelloFresh's quick and easy meals. They include 15 to 20-minute dinners, breakfast on the go, and 10-minute lunches. I'm usually not that great in the kitchen, but whenever we get a HelloFresh box, I suddenly feel more confident and excited to get cooking and, of course, eating. My husband and I usually make the meals together and really have fun with the process from start to finish. HelloFresh also allows us to make and taste a variety of recipes and foods. It's America's number one meal kit. Go to HelloFresh.com/newsworthy14 and use code newsworthy14 for up to 14 free meals plus free shipping. Again, that's HelloFresh.com/newsworthy14 and use the code newsworthy14 for up to 14 free meals plus free shipping.
There are more job openings in the U.S. right now than at any other time in our history. A new report from the Labor Department says employers were trying to fill more than 10 million positions as of the end of June. The places looking to hire the most workers include retail companies, restaurants, hotels, and healthcare providers. But there are simply not enough potential workers to fill all the open jobs. An estimated 8.7 million Americans are looking for work right now, but the number of people leaving their jobs also went up in June. About 4 million workers quit. Many are hoping to take advantage of the hot jobs market to find better paying opportunities. The other issue is some workers may not have access to childcare yet. Analysts say the start of the new school year could make a difference there. Also, extra unemployment benefits are set to expire nationwide next month, which could force more people back into some of these lower paying jobs. Some big American poultry companies are coming together and expanding as chicken demand is surging in the U.S. Sanderson Farms agreed to sell for around $4.5 billion. Sanderson is already the country's third largest chicken producer. It runs 13 poultry plants from North Carolina to Texas, processing nearly 14 million chickens a week. Their products are sold in grocery chains like Walmart and Albertsons, as well as the top restaurant distributors. Well, now food supplier Cargill is buying Sanderson with the help of an agricultural investment firm called Continental Grain. So Sanderson is about to get even bigger, and it will be a tougher competitor to Tyson and Pilgrim's Pride. As Financial Times reports, the merger will help Cargill expand its international poultry business here in the U.S. And the demand is certainly there, as more restaurants and fast food chains have been adding new chicken items to lure in customers. The deal is expected to close early next year. The Olympics are over, but some Team USA athletes and staff have had a hard time getting home. A United Airlines flight was supposed to take off from Tokyo on Sunday and head to Chicago, but the flight was delayed because of some sort of mechanical issue. A New York Times reporter was in the terminal with Team USA. He posted pictures on Twitter and shared that the Americans had to spend an extra night in Tokyo as the delay dragged on. FlightAware said the flight was rescheduled, but Team USA's flight was just one of thousands held up yesterday. Nearly 4,500 flights to and from the United States were delayed on Monday, and more than 700 international flights were canceled. This has been happening often lately. Worker shortages, technical issues, and severe weather have all contributed to thousands of delays and cancellations in recent weeks. Want to spend an entire year pretending to live on Mars? NASA is taking applications for this. They're looking for people willing to live inside a 3D-printed habitat made to look and feel like Mars thanks to virtual technology. The 1,700-square-foot space is called the Mars Dune Alpha, and it's set up at the Johnson Space Center in Houston. Paid volunteers will perform simulated spacewalks and research missions. They'll have limited communication with the outside world and have to deal with equipment failures. The goal is to help NASA understand the struggles astronauts astronauts will face during a real-life mission to the Red Planet. But even for this fake mission, there are strict requirements. NASA is looking for applicants who have master's degrees in science, engineering, or math, or are experienced pilots. Applicants must also be between 30 and 55 years old and be in good physical health. The first simulated mission is scheduled to begin next year. Check your closet for old Super Mario games. They could be worth a lot of money, even millions. A collectibles company says someone paid $2 million for a Super Mario Bros. Game from 1985. The vintage game was made for the original Nintendo console, but had never been opened. The $2 million sale broke the record for the most expensive video game. The previous record was set just last month, when someone paid about $1.5 million for a Super Mario 64 game. And that's it for the main news today, but now it's time for Trivia Tuesday, when we ask a different trivia question every week. But first, here's Erica again with more about our sponsor, Ritual.
Of course, I hope this podcast is part of your daily routine, but I have another recommendation for you to add to your everyday as well, and that is Ritual vitamins. I take them every morning without fail, and I love that I can change which Ritual vitamin I take based on the life stage I'm in at the time. So I started with Ritual's multivitamin for women, then I switched to their prenatal vitamin once I got pregnant, and now I'm taking the postnatal. In fact, Ritual is available for women, men, and teens. Each one is scientifically developed to help support different people and different life stages. The best part? You will never find sugars, GMOs, major allergens, synthetic fillers, or artificial colorants in Ritual's products. Ritual has a one-of-a-kind visible supply chain, so you always know what nutrients you're taking and where they came from. Get key nutrients without the BS. And Ritual is offering the Newsworthy listeners 10% off during your first 3 months. Just visit ritual.com/newsworthy to start your Ritual today. If you don't love Ritual within your first month, they'll refund your first order. Again, go to ritual.com/newsworthy for 10% off during your first 3 months.
Now back to Trivia Tuesday. Today's trivia question is, which country invented ice cream? Find and follow us on Instagram at newsworthypod to play along and find out the answer in our Instagram stories. As for last week's trivia question, the demolition of the Berlin Wall separating East and West Germany began in what year? The answer is 1989. The Berlin Wall had been a Cold War symbol for nearly 30 years by the time it came down. The eastern side was controlled by communist forces, while the western side was a capitalist democracy. Soviet-controlled forces decided to erect the wall in the 60s during Cold War tensions. Historians say the primary goal was to stop East German citizens from defecting to the West. Crossing points were closed and families were separated. But in November 1989, the East German Communist Party changed all that. Officials ruled that people would be free to cross the border once again. Millions of people descended on the wall to celebrate the news. Many brought hammers and started chipping away at it. Cranes and bulldozers soon started pulling down entire sections. Then, just 11 months later, Germany reunited as one country. All right, thank you for turning to the Newsworthy to get your news each day. As always, we'll be back with more news tomorrow. Until then, have a great day.